This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, making way for overindulging in food this week. Exercise in advance. Drink lots of water. And I mean, I'm not telling you to overindulge, but let's say, is it going to be 9 out of 10 people that overindulge at Thanksgiving? Or is it 1 out of 10? We've got to figure out these ratios because we have a big ratio related to food a little later in the program. And it's not good when it comes to Americans and what they should be eating versus what they are eating. It is a thematically food kind of week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to talk about extra ketchup. And one of the catch-up things is catching up with vaccines, if you haven't been caught up with them, according to the CDC schedule. That's coming up this hour as well. Super Don is with me. You're with me. RobertScottBell.com is where the links are in the show notes. Also, welcome to everybody watching on YouTube, our YouTube simulcast here. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Five out of those six shows, typically, we do live video broadcast. In fact, on Friday's show, which we didn't do live, I pre-recorded, quote-unquote, live on YouTube. So you can actually visually, I guess, sort of semi, until I can show a picture of John Rappaport, did the interview with John Rappaport so that you can have it both ways, without the music and with the music beds that Super Don puts together. So thank you for that, Super D, for making it sound so good. Now, consciousness shift. Super Don, on the break, you mentioned another, what was it, another accusation of sexual abuse, abuse of power. Russell Simmons, now they're throwing into the mix. It's happening in politics. It's happening in global corporations. It's happening a lot in government, too. Al Franken, things like that. Apparently, that's endemic to the behavior in Congress, that there's a fund that taxpayers cover, apparently, like the Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, specific for abuse of interns or pages or whatever that happens there. And you pay them off with taxpayer funds, and they have to enter some kind of consent decree that they're not going to tell anybody what happened. So people like Al Franken could get away with it, and no one would ever know. And this is now coming out in the so-called media wash. They're being forced to cover it because it's gotten so egregious. But I also want to talk about consciousness shift. Because if we go back, Super Don, let's be honest, as Gen Xers half a century into this lifetime, way back when, even now, they're looking back at Bill Clinton and how he was treated because of Monica Lewinsky and all the things that even preceded that, and the Paula Jones, even worse, accusations of rape. And they were able to laugh it off, fight it off with what? The idea that it's a right, vast right-wing conspiracy. And that's not happening anymore in terms of their ability to, you know, just kind of throw it off as, oh, that's just made up, or maybe it was just boys being boys, right? Now, we're Super Don, you and I, probably guilty of locker room talk at some point in our lifetime. I don't know if we were
never.
We were nowhere near the top of the heap in that realm. But the way guys, when guys get together, the way they talk, and of course, I think we could find out the way women are together when they talk. Not everybody, but occasionally you'll get into places where you would not want those things pronounced to the world. They were just like private discussions or just offhanded silly comments. But now, the systemic, how would I say this? I don't know if that's the right word, but consciousness is the word, has shifted. What was acceptable then, even if it was vile and repugnant to some, as a culture, we kind of shrugged it off and said, oh, those are just men being men, for instance. And you look back, for instance, at the dawn of the American Republic, right? Our founding fathers. As brilliant as they were, yes, a number of them owned slaves. And I always, you know, when I talk about the ideals of America, I acknowledge and I recognize they didn't live up to every high ideal themselves. But the consciousness of that day was quite different. The way it's all contextual. If you were alive at that point in time, the things that were accepted as normal in your culture, far different than 10 years, 20 years, 30, 50, 100, 200 years down the road. And we're seeing a shift, a very rapid shift now, although some would argue it's very slow, in terms of sexual consciousness. And I don't mean identifying sexually one way or the other. I'm talking about abuse of power, whether it be sexually or otherwise. And would you not say that the things that we're hearing about today would have been shrugged off in the past as evidence of Bill Clinton in the presidency compared to what Al Franken has been accused of now, which the guy clearly has not grown up beyond his teenage years?
Yeah, no, I'll agree with you. It's an interesting phenomenon, and to see the evolution of how things have changed from, as you were saying, from then till now.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, interesting at this point that, and what I tie it all to was this Me Too campaign that started, what, like 2 months ago or so?
Or so, yeah.
Where, you know, it started off with women highlighting the fact that women had been assaulted and felt like they could not come out and say something. So they're trying to empower women. Mm-hmm. To be able to, you know, come out, right, and reveal these things and be, feel empowered to confront these things, this situation. And it's just, it's crazy how it has changed from this Me Too campaign, mm-hmm, to basically everybody too. You know, not just women, or, you know, now it's women and men and children, mm-hmm, and the whole thing. And things are just unraveling like I've never seen before. Where you have people like Al Franken, for example. Now, Al Franken, he's got some serious egg on his face right now. Because prior to him getting called out by this other, I forget who she was. She was like they were on a USO tour, I think.
Yeah, another talk radio host, apparently.
So you've got Al Franken was going after Roy Moore, right? You know, like, oh, you did this. And that, which, you know, again, the Roy Moore situation is another one. Where it's just like, it looks like this guy's guilty.
And consciousness of, for instance, Alabama, it wasn't unusual for adults to date or marry teenagers, right? And I'm not making Alabama jokes right now. Again, a culture in the South that was different. Right. This is, again, context is everything here, folks. Of course, jokes can be made, but now some of those jokes, I even read that, comedian, a woman, very foul mouthed, if you will. She would talk about anything. Sarah Silverman, right? And
she's even acknowledging
now that the things that she joked about, right, she wouldn't do today. Because consciousness has shifted. Now, this isn't me endorsing a suppression of freedom of speech. But, man, oh, man, to joke about abusing kids, which, you know, Al Franken apparently did, or abusing, sexually, it doesn't fly anymore. And this is the shift that is on, right? What may have been considered acceptable, even if distasteful, but not worthy of removing you from your position of authority or power, it's transformed. And a lot of people are getting caught in a very awkward place, right? And this is where people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. That theory, like in Al Franken, if he had that in his history and he thought it would never come back to haunt him, because they perceive they're beyond repercussion.
And what I'm seeing is two different situations where you have got accusations by adults, but then you've got these accusations and these what appear to be crimes that were committed at one point with adults and minors.
Yes.
Which I separate the two.
Yeah, there's a distinction. It's much, much worse. I agree.
Yeah.
And here's where I wanted to make the transition to the story you wanted me to cover, and I agree, about the CDC. The new CDC guidelines, a five-year-old can receive up to 19 vaccinations in 1 month. Now, we haven't achieved a consciousness shift on this yet, because one day it will be as vile, this concept of sexually abusing a minor, it will be equivalent to what the CDC and doctors are doing with vaccinations to babies, defenseless babies and children. The vaccine schedule will be, mark my words, perceived as the evil that it is. Now, I'm not saying it's intentional on most levels, right? The unconsciousness with which people, you know, are proceeding to vaccinate because they've been convinced that it's for their own good, it's for the good of the children, it's actually helping them. Once you realize how toxic and how lacking in scientific basis, much less lacking in safety studies, you have to determine that it is a form of abuse. It's also abusive to the adults and doctors who bought the lies. Now, at a certain point, they are going to be held responsible for this behavior. And I'm not accusing these people of necessarily being evil on some level. The Bill Gateses of the world, they very much know what they're all about and population reduction by any means necessary. But if you look at giving a 5-year-old child 19 vaccinations just to catch them up so they can go to public school, this is abuse on the order of potentially murdering these children. There will be children that will wake up in the autism spectrum. There will be children who will die. There will be children who will be paralyzed with Guillain-Barré and neurological damage. And so this is hard to hear, I grant you, unless you're with me already and been following this. But the idea of vaccinating children based on unsound, unscientific, non-principles, because they're not principles, to elicit an artificial induction, if you will, of an antibody. In the meantime, destroying the immune system, destroying the nervous system, damaging the gastrointestinal system, on and on and on, and having no scientific backup to validate your claims that it's safe and effective. Safe particularly, effective secondarily, but also equally ineffective. And so, Super Don, I know this is uncomfortable for some to hear, but I have to say it. I have to equate it, because if you're against abuse of children in any way, shape, or form, one day you're going to wake up and go, oh my God, yes, God, I'm sorry. We allowed this abuse of children. We thought we were helping them. But again, ignorance ultimately is no excuse. And even if you're not, if you perceive you're going to get away with it because of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, you won't get away with it spiritually. I'm here to warn you, not because I'm delivering any of the punishment, but because there's something that's far larger than me that will. Super Don, your message here.
Well, unfortunately, I think it's going to take some time before we get to that point, but I think eventually the truth will come out and people will realize what a huge mistake they've made all these years.
That is the case throughout history. We're just seeing it accelerate. It's kind of like the great quickening of some kind in these dastardly, dirty, horrible secrets. And I'm not saying that abuse of children is something new. In fact, it's been going on for thousands of years of recorded history. But some people believe, though, it wouldn't happen today. No, it's happening in all of these higher institutions. And the faster you wake up to recognize it, the faster you can protect your children, including protecting your children from the CDC and pediatrician doctors who vaccinate. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
That is appropriate, considering Malcolm Young just passed away, guitarist, founder of AC/DC, of dementia. And we talk about here about the many ways that you can reverse prevent dementia that don't require a $1 trillion of investments into synthetic pharmaceuticals. We acknowledge the role of heavy metals displacing minerals. This is not unknown, and we'll continue to discuss this to give you options outside of the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media and their lack of reporting on options other than that which the officials, oh my gosh, the officials are there to tell you official lies, official stories, because they're trying to protect the officials, much like the old boys network in abuse that we said they cover for each other. Did you see what happened in Congress? Apparently, they'd have a kangaroo court there to protect the senators, the Congress critters, from the consequences for their actions. They'd pay off for silence the people who were victimized by the abuse of power, and that's coming from taxpayers, and then they continue the behavior. But maybe not so easily anymore. Consciousness shifting. And those of you who worship at the feet of the pharmaceutical mystical church may one day wake up and see that as well. The freedom to think clearly, the freedom to ask questions, the freedom to go beyond the official stories right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The freedom to add an extra dollop of organic non-GMO ketchup. Or is it a crime? Calorie counting. We all know it's all about the calories. Federal government involved in making sure your menus tell you exactly how many calories you're about to consume. Because, of course, everything in life is about calories. Who cares what's in the food that could be harmful, much less that which is not in the food that could have been helpful?
i.e. minerals. Made available by how? The soil. How in the soil is that made available? By life forms, from earthworms down to the microbiome of the soil, breaking things down like minerals that you can't ingest as a rock. Break your teeth, you're not going to absorb minerals from a rock. But my gosh, creation set it up beautifully that insects, that animals, that worms, they break down the soil, the things that we can't digest, put it into the plants that we eat. And therefore, we have assimilable. How do you say that, Super Don? That's a hard word. Assimilable. Nutrients. I did it. I got there. Assimilable nutrients. No, I didn't. But the point is, there is an order to the universe. There's a plan involved, and this is how it works. And if you try to bypass it, if you try to ignore it and think you can do better, got news for you. Dementia on the way. Not an accident, not because of your genes, but because you did some things wrong over your time, including that which is done in ignorance. And that's a hard place to wake up to one day, because you realize you're no longer a victim of your genes, but you're an active participant, a co-creator, in fact, of your life. You might have a predisposition, a proclivity for certain ailments or diseases. And you might eat a lot of organic non-GMO ketchup, and it's better than non-organic GMO ketchup. But there's still a lot of sugar in it. Not the ideal thing. Our caveman ancestors were not eating ketchup. And I had some organic ketchup yesterday. I got the grill going, and I put some of that with some organic mayo and pickles. It was a feast yesterday. After I went out and worked out, I rode the mountain bike. I was feeling good. Man, it was yummy. But I am so disgusted with the calorie counting. All of these, making money off of calorie counting. What about what's in the food or not in the food? Can we look beyond calories and recognize that if food is loaded with toxic chemicals, even at minute amounts, minute doses, we should say, your very endocrine system, your enzymatic system operates at levels that are far smaller than or less than parts per million. We're talking parts per billion, parts per 100 billion, parts per 150. And you're adding a mess in there that you're going to have to deal with. If you have synthetics coming in, your body has to figure out a way to deal with it. And it's one thing if it's a metabolic waste, but now if it's a toxic pesticide, even at minute dosage, your body's cells have to deal with it on a one-to-one basis. And enough of that one-to-one basis is going to alter your energy, alter your function, alter your digestion, alter your liver's capacity, your kidney's capacity to deal with this stuff. All too rooted in simplicity and common sense for dunderheaded PhDs and MDs very often. And we're here for you when you figure it out. We are. When you need to detoxify, when you need support cleaning up your body, when you want some organic non-GMO ketchup, well, that's at the grocery store, unless you make your own. But the calorie counting, I get it. It's like the simplistic, dunderheaded side of things as opposed to the toxicological counts, right? What are we eating that our ancestors weren't eating? Can we go back to what the clean foods used to be? Is that bad? Is that wrong? No, I think it's absolutely right. More coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fact pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Ooh, science. Science! I tell you what has a lot of science. Beta-glucan. This is awesome stuff. I mean, remember we had the funniest, smartest scientist I ever met, or the smartest, funniest, funniest, smartest. I wasn't sure which way to put one or the other. A.J. Lanigan. You remember A.J.? We got to get him back on again. My gosh, we got to get him on soon. But he had, you know, reams of peer-reviewed literature on beta-glucan and immune modulation, right? Modulating immunity, safety as well. Beta-glucan and my friends at Better Way Health, you may have heard about them, betterwayhealth.com. This is the week to jump on it, fill your grocery cart, basket, whatever with loads of beta-glucan to modulate immunity through the winter months, and hopefully you won't get the flu. In fact, you probably won't because you're going to take care of your immune system. Don't overeat even the good stuff. I know, it's going to be difficult. We'll see. And I will report honestly and openly if I overindulge on Thanksgiving. Each year I will tell you. And more recent years I've kind of held back. I've learned it's not pleasant to feel horrible after you've eaten too much. So if Super Don, if you overindulge, you might be even be inclined to use a coffee enema just to clean the stuff out faster. So don't do it.
No.
Well, that if Super Don, if you knew going into Thanksgiving that if you overeat, you were going to have to do one of those, I bet you would temper your ingestion during that holiday.
Sure, but you know, are we going to do? Are we going to try and control me under threat of coffee enema?
That's not very libertarian of me. No, hey. it was just a hypothetical. Just a hypothetical, just to hear how you squirm anytime I mention those two words together. Coffee.
You got your laugh. All right.
I did. I got it. I got my little chuckle here. So now let's go back out into the garden because, you know, that's where I find great joy. I had plenty of dirt under my fingernails this morning, but cleaned them up since then. But I got to hear from Little John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
All right, folks, get your kids out in the garden. They will end up eating the veggies. That's also been proven. I think we've covered a story about this where kids that are involved in growing their own food, much more inclined to eat it because they actually had taken part in it. There's a little bit of a pride aspect of it, a little bit like, I grew that. I can't wait to try it, right? Versus those that only knew, like me, I grew up. Well, the first bunch of years of my life, the grocer's freezer. Food that comes from the grocery store. I was not a farm kid. I was a city slicker when I was younger. And apparently there's a lot of city slickers in America, more so than farmer boys, farmer daughters, right? According to The Guardian in the UK, of course, looking back at, I don't know if they're looking at Americans or Brits, but probably both. Only 1 in 10 Americans in this case eat enough fruits and veggies. And believe it or not, this is a CDC study. That's a CDC study. So you know what the answer to this study is, Super Don, right? Don't you?
Drugs or vaccines, I guess.
Vaccines, exactly. Yeah, you know what? You
hey,
only 1 in 10 Americans are eating enough fruits and veggies. We got to catch them up on their vaccines! What? Oh, my gosh. Only 12% meet the daily fruit recommendation and 9% the vegetable recommendation. And people living in poverty have especially low rates. Now, remember, guess what? Farm subsidies, corporatism, capitalism, right? Not capitalism, corporate crony capitalism, is involved in making bad food cheap, artificially cheap. And it causes the perception of the organic clean foods, the vegetables that you would want to eat, the fruits that you would want to eat, because they're healthier, obviously, become more expensive. Perception, reality, we can argue that. But the heroes, in my mind, in this equation are the farmers. Are the local farmers, are the urban farmers, are those that are not just talking like I am, right? Because I tell you, go grow something. But I'm not out there teaching you how to grow something. I got a show about health and healing, and I talk about it. But whenever I can, I want to participate in these like urban farming groups, the permaculture groups. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on LinkedIn. You can find them on, I don't know, any number of these social media groups. Plug in, folks, even if it's winter, if you've got a windowsill garden, a little greenhouse, something to transform. Because this is not going to be a government program to get us out of this mess. Because it's the government programs that got us into the mess. The subsidies to corporate farming, GMO farming, glyphosate, Monsanto-infested farming that have made all of the production, say all of it, okay, I'm exaggerating a little, a lot of the production of food is not for food, but for a conversion into alcohol to put into cars. Yes, I mean, the GMO corn, the GMO, all of this, they convert it into alcohol. How efficient is that? Now, if you want to convert vegetation into alcohol, knock yourself out, but don't make the, you know, taxpayer foot the bill. They benefit, and of course, they end up throwing more poisons into the water, into the soil, etc., that has a harmful environmental impact, that of course you also are a living, walking, breathing environment that is also going to be impacted. You're not separate from that environment. So growing food is the answer to this, and the people that are doing so without government subsidy. They're doing it in spite of the obstacles to doing it. Finding abandoned plots of land in the city, along sidewalks, to grow something that can be eaten. And that's a difference maker, Superdon. I don't see if that's in there. I mean, what are their proposed, I mean, CDC, what are they proposing to get more people to eat fruits and veggies? I didn't see anything that jumped out at me to say, oh yeah, that's a great idea, CDC, way to go.
No
Catch
solution.
Up on vaccines. Catch up on vaccines.
They're identifying the problem and not providing the solution.
See, isn't that annoying to anybody? I mean, it would be annoying if that's all we did, Super Don. And I know that we're very conscious of that because we do point out things that are kind of like, well, that's not good, right? But we typically, unless we run out of time in a show, we're also going to include what we perceive to be at least one, if not 10 or 20 options to make some kind of correction. Whether it be bringing up the issue of Malcolm Young dying of dementia. And because of that, we're going to point out some things that I perceive to be very beneficial to prevent or reverse it. As opposed to saying, well, you know, if we only had $1 billion more to the NIH, we'll figure this thing out. We'll figure a way to genetic engineer your offspring, right? And that'll do it. It's like all of this stuff, come on, really? You do the same thing you've always done from the same consciousness, you get the same results you've always gotten. That's insanity. And that's not what we deal in here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You may disagree with me and what I say, what I propose, but you keep knocking out what the government tells you to do, and you're going to knock yourself out of the food chain, out of the life chain altogether. And that's your freedom, as it is my freedom, our freedom here to do it differently, Super D.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And by the way, go ahead.
No, I was just going to just kind of segue here into, you know, they're pointing out that not enough people are eating fruits and vegetables, but, as I think you probably already alluded to, you know, they're not also pointing out that the GMOs are a big part of this problem. More research is coming out that's proving this.
Yeah.
And to kind of combat maybe some of the misinformation or misunderstandings that are out there about GMOs, there's an article over at Natural News, which I thought was really interesting because it references a study that was done. And this was a study that I believe Jeffrey Smith talked about when he was on the Doctor's TV show.
That's right. It's peer-reviewed, apparently, in literature and journal. And, of course, it's going to upset the Monsanto worshippers out there. But simple observations and reporting by medical professionals as well. Not just moms and dads, who I will listen and say, you know what, your observations are real too. You don't need an MD or a PhD to be able to observe and report on observations. But in order to get the peer-reviewed literature to take you seriously, you might need those things. And apparently this article was peer-reviewed and made it into publication. Survey of 3,256 people found that 28 dish conditions could be reversed by switching to a mostly non-GMO and organic diet. And yeah, we talked about that with Jeffrey Smith. And what an amazing transformation. Mean that food matters? Do you mean that the quality of the food matters? Do you mean that what's in the food matters? Or what's not in the food matters? Good Lord, who argues that that doesn't matter? Who's the dunderhead, doctorate, PhD, or otherwise, that argues what's in your food doesn't matter? There are plenty of them out there. And they worship what they call science, but tends to be, well, a lesser form. A science that is biased in the favor of a pharmaceutical construct. And if that's what you want to live by and like, again, the libertarian in me says knock yourself out, but don't you dare try to prohibit me from speaking about my truth or anybody else in my audience speaking about their truth. And you disagree with me, you got that freedom to disagree. We're cool with that. I'm cool with that anyway. So GMO foods and illnesses. Do you remember some of these things they were talking about in terms of the 28 different things? A lot of them were gastrointestinal, I know.
It, you know, it covers a whole range of things. You had digestive problems, fatigue, obesity, food allergies, which is a big one. A lot of people are dealing with food allergies a lot now.
Yeah.
You had gluten sensitivities, insomnia, You know, and then you had skin problems, eczema, and then, of course, you know, something that we've been talking about, I think, this week about cardiovascular problems and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things. But, yeah, there's a whole bunch of kidney disease, autism, you know, et cetera.
Food matters.
And here we go into the neurological thing where, you know, even Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease.
Right. You've got substances added to the food that are designed to what? Kill life forms. You say, well, it's just the bugs. Really? Did you learn about the microbiome? Are they not considered bugs? Are there more of those critters in you than there are cells in your body?
Yeah.
Do you rely upon them for your immune system? Yeah. Do you rely upon them for your digestion? Yeah. Do you rely upon them for production of neurotransmitters, for endocrine compounds? Can we go on and on and on? And yet, you're going to eat food that has substances on them designed to kill things like that. Makes a whole hell of a lot of nonsense to me. And that's the point of my awakening when I was 24 years of age, meeting a homeopathic doctor from Belgium and studying with him for ended up over 10 years of intense study, but switching my diet from commercially grown, chemically grown, four food groups when there were pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips all loaded with nasties, and going clean and organic, and detoxing my liver aggressively, actively through herbs, plant medicinals, better choices in food, hydrating, cleaner water, homeopathy too, and undid my many, many ailments, including allergies, in 2 years, and find myself with more energy, more abilities at, well, half a century plus in than a quarter of a century ago. Oh, it's all in my head. Well, maybe it is, because I've removed the stuff that doesn't belong there. Will you? All right, folks, we got one more segment to go and a lot more to fit into it. We'll see what we can do. And I have some of this growing in my backyard. I hope I don't get arrested for it. We'll talk about it after the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to.
Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Right, see, this is what happens. We do a show behind the show behind the show. If you're watching on YouTube, you get to all see all the extras. But go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the notes. We are here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Any bit of that, you can join us. I'm grateful. Whether you're live or listening archived later, that's fine. Spread the word, the good healing word. We have Thanksgiving week coming up. I hope you're planning. If you're doing turkey, make it organic. If you're doing tofurkey, I can't help you. Good luck to you. But listen, whatever you want to eat, that's for you to decide. We just kind of give you some information that you don't get in many other places here. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about today? Any upcoming events? I've got the Soho event with Senpa. I'll be speaking with a PhD researcher originally from the government. We used to work with NIST, N-I-S-T. We're talking about the properties of silver. I'm going to talk about how I utilize them in clinical setting, right? Why we utilize silver from a supplemental perspective. And that's for a lot of our health food store retailers, but a lot of naturopaths, nutritionists, doctors of chiropractic end up coming to these things. Occasionally a medical doctor as well that has opened up. Opened eyes, ears, nose, heart, mind, all of that stuff. So that's coming up December 1st, I believe. And who knows what else is happening. But I do know that I'm glad that I didn't have to call the insurance company for a claim after Hurricane Irma. Because the wind did knock down the fence, but, you know, we're renting a place where the guy fixed it himself. There was no insurance claim. Now, why do I say that? Because in one particular area, after some kind of storm, a tree fell, okay? And they call their nationwide insurance agent. They come.
Nationwide is on your side.
Maybe not, right? In this case.
Maybe not.
Listen to this. So it's in Pennsylvania, and they're suing their local police department and nationwide insurance company. Why? Because they didn't get their house fixed in time? No. This is really wild.
It was filed Tuesday by 69-year-old Edward Kramer and his wife, 66-year-old wife Audrey. I don't know why their ages make a difference. Perhaps that's it. It's right in there. Now, the Kramers claim that the agent took photos of their flowering hibiscus plant and sent the images to police when he was in the backyard looking at the damage. He thought it was suspicious. He sent it to the cops. The cops show up with assault rifles on October 7th. This is a couple of months ago now, almost. And held them for several hours inside the police cruiser, despite them both saying, this is not cannabis. This is hibiscus. There's a difference. And I'm thinking, I've got hibiscus plants. Yeah. I even have sun hemp in the backyard. It's not cannabis. But even if it were, I would be lawfully within my rights to grow it. Of course, there's a difference between lawful and legal.
Yeah.
But this is an amazing story.
Well, this reminds me of the story that we covered a year or two ago, where you had the guy that was in his backyard, and this was in Georgia, I believe.
Yeah.
And he got busted by the cops for growing okra because they thought the okra plant was cannabis. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, I was unfamiliar with the hibiscus. Now, apparently there are several different types of hibiscus.
Right.
Not all of the leaves look the same, but there is a particular species of hibiscus where I could understand to the untrained eye that you could look at it and go, yeah, that kind of reminds me of cannabis. But it was not. And, I don't know. You'd think that your insurance agent coming over to help you out.
Right.
Because when you watch these commercials, what do they always do? They show your insurance agent is the guy that appears out of nowhere to help you.
Your buddy, your savior.
I'm your buddy and your friend, and, you can always count on me.
Now he's the one that turns you into the cops for growing hibiscus.
For hibiscus.
I'm serious, man. Nationwide, they should be sued. They should train folks. Don't do this. This is stupid. If you don't, if this is the case, people are not going to trust their insurance companies. Just like I said in California, they already don't trust doctors. By forcing doctors to vaccinate in this way, or even threatening doctors who grant exemptions, medical exemptions, it's only going to destroy the medical profession even further. Like, it needs more help, right? This is kind of something that will destroy the insurance industry if this follows through, if they don't correct this. But this also steps back to the stupid war on drugs. The wrong ones. The FDA ones, okay. But even then, I'm concerned, because anytime you declare a war on something, you typically get more of it. Folks, it is your lawful right to grow plants, to grow food. Of course, in Miami Shores, apparently not in your front yard. We talked about that last week. We got a lot more healing to go. Advanced Medicine on tomorrow evening. And we're going to be live for at least three of the days of the week, because it's Thanksgiving coming up. Get ready. Get set. Get go. Yeah, no, eat organic, clean food for the holidays, so I don't have to fix you afterwards, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com.
You have the right to remain private.